Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, a weak wave on a slider. The 15th swing and a miss induced by Kamar Rocker tonight.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Don't forget, today you can see the G-Bag Nation at Hurtado in Arlington doing their show. And then tomorrow we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings in Bedford if you want to come hang out with us. And right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick.
Okay, Ranger fans, hear me out.
Oh dear.
I love Kamar Rocker.
Oh dear.
I think Kamar Rocker is going to be a great pitcher for the Texas Rangers and could even be possibly a good pitcher for the Texas Rangers in 2025. When I say great, that means like all-star, a guy that you're like, we're pitching him game one or we're pitching him game seven and we feel good about it. I don't think Rocker is going to get to that level this year. I think he's going to be good for you, but I think he can be great as his as he progresses in his career. But after signing Nathan Eovaldi yesterday, I think there's three spots that are filled 100%. You don't even talk about it. And that is DeGrom is your number one, Evaldi's your number two, and Bradford's your number three. Do you guys disagree with that?
I don't disagree with you. Just for people listening, can you tell me why you feel so secure with Bradford at number three?
I do.
He's my only, I guess this isn't the number one, but number one, he's my only left-handed starter.
Okay.
So yeah. So now I have a left-handed starter too. He's a strike thrower. He had a good year last year, and I remember he got hammered in Arizona. And then the next game he came back and had like a 7-inning shutout game or like,
yep.
So like there was that mentality that kind of that you need. You're going to get beat up. There's going to be a game or two that you're going to get beat up during a season and maybe even more than a game or two. How do you bounce back from that? Or does it spiral you into a tough month? And it can do that. And it doesn't mean you're a bad pitcher, but I really liked what I saw from Bradford after he got hurt, got off to the best start of any Texas Ranger pitcher, and then unfortunately cracked a rib, I believe it was.
Okay.
And took him out for a while. He then came back and looked solid, and when he got just demolished in Arizona, he bounced back from that and had a good finish to the year.
All right. Now, I'm with you. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, so now I'm looking at three guys to fill two spots. If I'm completely healthy in spring, and let's be honest, like there's a good chance, like most teams, you're not going to have everybody healthy coming out of spring training. But there's Malley, Gray, and Rocker. Now, there's other guys. There's Dunning. There's Leiter. There's even you signed Hauser to a minor league deal. There's guys. There's Teoto, who you added to the 40-man, who I think is going to be more of a pen guy. But
and I think him and Leiter should be pen guys.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I don't want to change the conversation, but just as long as you're going to be looking for bullpen help, those are two people immediately I'm like, bullpen.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I think Teoto, because of his lack of command at the minor league level, it's scary to have him try to throw 100 pitches, and I need him to throw 60 strikes, if not close to 70, and I don't know if he's capable. My opinion, I'm not really seeing him throw much at all, except for in the futures game and stuff, but if I look at his stats, it would tell me he struggles to throw the ball where he wants to throw, with great stuff, but struggles to throw the ball where he wants to throw. So Malley, Gray, and Rocker. Here's my issue with Rocker that I have to be very careful with in year one of a somewhat completely healthy season, we hope. Is when he was a freshman in 2019 at Vanderbilt, he threw 99 and two-thirds innings. The next year, he threw 15 innings because of COVID, right? The season started, the season ended. So he only got 15 innings because of COVID. The next year, his junior year, then where he was drafted by the New York Mets 9th or 10th overall, he threw 122 innings. He had 179 strikeouts. He had 39 base on balls. He was 14-4 with a 2.73 ERA. He had a great year as a junior pitching a full season with throwing over 100 innings, 122 to be exact. Well, then in 2022, he threw 34 innings. In 2023, he threw 28 innings. And last year, he threw combined in the majors and the minors 48 innings. So I look at that, and over the last 3 years, if I have my math correct, he didn't throw 100 innings in the last 3 years.
Wow.
So he's thrown 122 one time in his life. And that was in 2021 for Vanderbilt. So I'm looking at that number going, hey, I could be pushing him at 122. Like that's like kind of where I want to be at. Him being completely healthy all year, I want to limit him to about 120 to 130 innings. Here's the issue in the major leagues. I can limit innings. I can. In fact, I'm going to probably have to do that a little bit with Jacob DeGrom, and I'm going to have to do it a little bit with Tyler Mahle. But if I had a third guy in my five-man rotation that I'm limiting innings with and watching his arm and everything, how can I do that? I'm going to kill my bullpen. I'm going to get to the end of May, and I'm going to have guys' arms falling off. As my dad says, the guys can't wipe their ass anymore the rest of the season. So I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but that is a baseball
saying. Because
their
arms are so tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mind if I ask a question in this?
Because no, you can't do it.
All right, fine. Yeah. F it. I'm out of here.
Hey, can I ask a question for Court?
last year wasn't a great year.
Rangers in general?
Right.
Okay.
How many pitchers pitched 120 innings or more last year?
For the Rangers?
Yeah.
I know Evo did because I think he threw 170. John Gray?
Nope.
Okay.
Heaney had 160.
Okay.
Other than that, Lorenzen, all of them were under 120. They were able to do it last year while he was still in the pros, but they weren't good. So that's what I'm trying to – they can still get him in and get 120.
Right. Michael Lorenzen, though, when did he start?
It was later in the season.
Late April was when he joined the team. I'm trying to remember, but like – so here's what I can do with Kamar Rocker, and I love him. Remember, I love him, and I think he's going to be a valuable part of the 2025 Texas Rangers. I build him up in spring training because I don't know who's going to be hurt and who's not. I'm going to build him up ready to throw five innings to start the year. But if I have a healthy Mahle and Gray, Bradford, Evaldi, and DeGrom, I have this opportunity, and I'm not trying to screw over Rocker. And I don't really care how he does in spring training. We've been to spring training. It doesn't matter if you have a 1 ERA or you bat 600 in spring training. That does not mean anything to the success you're going to have at the major league level. AKA Wyatt Langford last year, who was the best player in all of baseball in the month of February and March. But it didn't mean in the month of April, May, and June, he was the most successful player, even close to the most successful player on the Texas Rangers. So if I can throw Rocker in his first start in AAA, three innings. And go, that's good. It's three innings. Good start. You built up. Now the next start, and you only throw once a week in the minor leagues. And you're not throwing even every fifth day because you have every Monday off. So you're pretty much just throwing once a week. Next week, I throw him four innings, maximum of 70 pitches.
Yeah.
Whichever one comes first. Next game, I'm throwing him four innings again. So now I am into April 20th, let's say, and he's only thrown 15 innings. 4+4+3.
Yeah.
Next start. Now, I know that this is like the perfect situation because everybody's staying healthy in the major leagues. His next start, I maybe give him five innings and like up to 90 pitches. So now I got through the month of April with him throwing 20 innings. I have 5 months left in the season and I still have 100 innings to work with, if this makes sense. So I have to limit him somehow, some way. And the worst thing that can happen, and this wouldn't be the worst because this means you're in a playoff race, is the Steven Strasburg situation.
Yeah.
And that is you are the Washington Nationals and you are possibly a favorite to go to the World Series. And I'm sorry, I forget what year. It's like 2012 through 2014, somewhere in that area. And they're like, we got to shut down Steven Strasburg because we have this many innings set for him. He's reached that amount, and we are really good, and we don't want to push it. Now, did that help him or hurt him? The thing is we don't know because it wasn't like he had a very healthy career, but he did pitch him to a championship in 2019. So I look at Rocker, and I go, if he's only thrown one time in his whole life, 100 innings or more. And that was in 2021.
Four years ago.
I want him the next 6 years. I want him to pitch healthy for me 2025 through 2030. Now, hopefully I get him longer than that. Maybe I don't. He's going to be 25 years old. Maybe I'd never offer him a long-term contract because of pitchers and arms and everything. But I look at Rocker and I go, with the signing of Eovaldi, and it'll be interesting. If you get Montgomery, I think this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But with the signing of Eovaldi, I have the ability to watch Rocker's innings while still letting him develop. I think we have to remember, too, is maybe I'm going to be wrong on this. Maybe he's going to be, I bring this to my teammate, CC Sabathia, who I know there were people in Cleveland's organization in 2001 who said, look, he's not ready. Now, he wasn't dealing with injuries in the minor leagues, but they're like, he's ready. And he's not ready. Like, give him more time to develop. Why are we having to rush him? And he probably would have been rookie of the year if there wouldn't have been Ichiro. But Ichiro won Rookie of the Year and MVP that year. So, I mean, CC was able to handle it well and be great. And maybe Rocker will, too, with a whole healthy offseason. I know he's working out at Vanderbilt a lot right now, along with Jack Leiter. But I look at Rocker and I say, I don't have to have him in the major leagues. And it's not a demotion. It's not a, oh, he's not ready.
It's a big picture
It's a big picture thing with how many innings I have for him. And then also, I have to protect DeGrom. I'm going to be honest.
Absolutely.
I don't care about Mally as much, but I do kind of have to protect him because, look, he came back from a major injury where he didn't pitch a ton in 2023. He didn't pitch barely at all in 2024. And after he got done pitching, like, we immediately had to shut him down.
Yep.
And so now Mally is a guy I have to worry about what he has in the tank when we get to August and September. So can I have three guys in the rotation that I have to really watch how much I'm throwing them? I think the answer is no. I cannot do it from April through September. So maybe Rocker starts in AAA, works on his game for approximately a month, and then May through September, he's in the major leagues. And hopefully by that time, I have DeGrom.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.